top Army officials this morning gave their clearest statements yet that they might cancel or postpone plans to shrink the 425th Brigade Combat Team. The Army's original plan, announced last summer, would remove some 2,600 soldiers from Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
General Mark Milley says he's been looking at the decision to cut the 425, the only airborne brigade combat team in the Pacific, and he's formed a firm opinion.
I think it would be contrary to U.S. strategic national security interests to go ahead and pull out 425 at this time. My thought is that we should extend them at least a year to see how the strategic situation develops.
Getting the Army to reverse the decision to cut the J-Bear troops has been a top priority of U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan. Alaska's junior senator has raised it relentlessly during hearings of the Senate Armed Services Committee.
How does cutting the only airborne brigade combat team in the Asia Pacific support the president's
President Putin certainly is somebody who probes for weakness. How do you think he's reacting to our actual plans for dramatically withdrawing the only Arctic trained
How will
forces?
He view a reduction in Arctic forces by the United States when he is dramatically building up? Does the U.S. Army have any other airborne brigade that is trained, equipped, and ready to fight and win in sub-zero mountain climates like those in the Arctic or those in North Korea?
No, not like those. Not like those we have in Alaska.
But Sullivan wasn't at the hearing where Milley announced his opinion that the 425 should stay for at least a year. Milley said that at a Senate appropriations hearing. Sullivan isn't on that committee. It was Senator Lisa Murkowski who got to ask the fruitful question.
In your military judgment, do you think that the 4th Infantry Brigade Combat Team should be retained as a strategic deterrent to Russia and to support our military objectives in the Pacific?
I do, Senator.
General Milley, though, gave a hat tip to Alaska's other senator.
When I first was nominated and then confirmed for chief, Senator Sullivan asked me to take a look at it. So I've done that. And I've gone to school on the situation, I think, reasonably well.
As the general tells it, his schooling paid off in favor of leaving the 425 intact.
I've concluded after about 4, 5, 6 months here of pretty intensive study that Russia is not only acting aggressively in Europe, they're also asserting themselves in the Pacific and specifically in the Arctic.
The decision isn't entirely Milley's to make, but sitting next to him was the acting Army Secretary, Patrick Murphy. Murphy says he does have that authority, and he seemed inclined to agree the 425 should remain in Alaska to defend the Arctic and remain on deck for possible missions in the Pacific or other hotspots.
I've been partnering with Chief Milley on this. I come from an airborne unit. When I deployed with them, I know it strategically is an incredible asset. My understanding are from the chief's report, the facilities up there also, the training facilities are second to none. We've invested a lot of money up there. So we are looking at that.
The Army Secretary told Murkowski he'd contact her soon with an answer. Senator Sullivan's office issued a thankful statement reacting to the news, but he warns it's not a done deal yet. The press release also included a long list of Sullivan's efforts to preserve the 425. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.